Hi, welcome to this Inside Learning pre-podcast for the 8th of September 2010. This short edition is simply a trial to set up our feeds, introduce the podcast, and to get our toes back in the water. Hi, Steve. Something I haven't said for a long time.
It is good to hear your voice over the airwaves again, Matthew.
It's amazing how we hang on to that over the airwaves when it's actually over the cables. But
yeah, we should all be going making data noises.
So I guess it's probably a good idea to do two things here: say hi to people who might be listening, and explain what we're doing, and introduce our new friend for this new venture. I'm not sure which order is best. I think probably the right thing to do is to introduce Jay first.
I think we should. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hi there, guys.
Welcome, Jay, to our Inside Learning podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm quite excited.
Jay is, you might want to say something yourself, Jay, but Jay's a primary head teacher from Argyll, where I work, and Jay and I do a stack of work together, and very much on each other's wavelength, and push each other intellectually a lot, and have a lot of fun. So it's great to have you on board, Jay.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
And yeah, looking. No, I think it's really excited about having a new voice and re-energising us, eh, Matthew?
Well, it's been a while for listeners that are thinking, wait a minute, isn't this familiar? Just as a quick recap, we used to do the Inside Learning podcast and a few spin-off ones simultaneously, which were the Inside Learning News, Inside Learning Psychology, Inside Learning Technology. People might have heard those as well. I think there was even another one, wasn't there? Inside Organisational Learning. But we took a break of how long? I don't know, a couple of years?
A long sabbatical, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And there was never any guarantee we'd come back to it. But we all seem to be in the place now that we think it's worth doing. The world of podcasting's moved on. Thanks to all those people that used to listen to us, it's very much our hope that one or two of you will come back and join us. This is just a prequel. We're only doing a 5-minute podcast here just to get the feeds in place, just to try and get ourselves registered with iTunes and stuff like that. But we very much hope people are going to get on board with us, and you know, we can get straight back in the saddle, Steve.
Yes, I think I hope so, and I think I really think. Well, obviously, education has been our life, professional life, hasn't it? You know, Jay and Matthew, and we're heavily involved and interested and passionate about all things to do with learning. But I also think that in the coming years, particularly in England with the new coalition government and the uncertainties of the economy, I think education is just going to be a fascinating place for research and debate, because I think it's going to be at the centre of a lot of either innovation or controversy. So it's a watch this space time, I think, coming up.
Absolutely.
I think that's absolutely right. And never before have innovative ideas toward learning been needed.
So much, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's right. We're not talking in the esoteric kind of sphere anymore, are we? The economy is about as bad as it's ever been, really, in the UK. And, you know, people are probably now realising that, you know, the product of education isn't just irrelevant to us. It's important to all of us if we want our pensions.
That's right, and not just on an economic front. I think, you know, people begin to question things like democratic values and, you know, wider well-being. And obviously, education and learning at the heart of that as well, I think.
And that's quite timely, of course, because that takes us into what we want the new podcast to be around. On Monday night coming, I'm not sure what date that is, guys.
The 13th of September.
The 13th, auspicious. We're going to post our first episode, and we're going to look at exactly that. We consider you know, the whole agenda of learning, what we're about, all built around the Delors report, the treasure within. So very much one to catch if you're interested.
Yes, I think it's hopefully give us a framework to, you know, to sound some new ideas out, to think about, you know, to share good practice, but also to have a critique of things that are going on from both the classroom through to the policy level.
And the other thing to say, I think we should let the last word here rest with Jay, our new colleague, but the big feature of Inside Learning, our main programme before, Steve, was always our north-south relationship, you know, the idea that we've got stuff going on north and south of the border, and educators from either side of the divide don't tend to know much about what's happening on the other. So we're going to continue that theme quite unashamedly, you know, that we've got a lot of learning from each other. So, and the interesting same thing. Of course, there's Jay, despite working here in Scotland, is actually Liverpudlian. So there's a lovely symmetry to that.
Yeah, well, I'm from Liverpool. I might take issue with the word Liverpudlian.
Is the blue part of the city? Is
the
that
blue
right?
Part, absolutely.
Oh yeah, and of course, regular listeners will know that there will be times when I start to hum and check out because Jay, like Steve, loves his football. So
we'll not make it exclusive, though, Steve. Hey,
no. There must be something in Argyle that.
So, I guess we've pretty much covered the basics. We've got enough to check our feed, and hopefully if anyone picks up on this, please log in at the end of Monday night, download our first podcast, and we look forward to sharing our second go at the learning journey with you.
Yep, looking forward to next Monday with Jay and Matthew.
Yeah, never before have I wanted a weekend to pass so quickly.
Okay, guys. So, till Monday then. See you then.
Good night.